Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in big time Mike McGivern from The Fan in Milwaukee. And he's been on the Bill Michaels Show many, many times over the years. U Sports coach for many years, handles U Sports programming on The Fan in Milwaukee. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Tim, how are you?
More important.
Man, you're feeling well for Bill. Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you. More important how you are, though, and thanks for jumping in here. It was flared, and it happens just about every weekend across America that you get the U Sports situations, and it's quite sad. Mike, you've experienced a lot as a youth sports coach, and if you were to give some advice to the parents, and I know we get into it, we do, it's that's fact, but if you were to give some advice to parents, what might that be?
I would say to take a breath and let 24 hours go by before you address it. And I, you know, seeing what we see now with what just happened with the brawl, I think, and that's the reason where you and I are talking today.
Yes,
Tim, I'm not sure that parents have changed all that much over the years. I think maybe a little bit. But now you're seeing things rather than just hearing them, and that's a big difference. I've coached basketball. Last year at Martin Luther was my 36th year. And, you know, we won a state championship, Division III state champs, and I can tell you at the high school level that really good administrators make a huge difference. So I've coached a number of different places, and I've coached at high schools that have had really good administrators that have the coaches back, and that makes a big difference. I've coached in high schools that they don't, and that adds a lot to the mix, so that when the parents are upset and they go to the administration, if they don't have the coaches back, then that adds fuel to the fire. On the youth level, and I coached in AAU basketball for a long time and grade school basketball in Milwaukee, I think parents need to understand that it's grade school basketball or it's, you know, seventh grade basketball, and nobody's getting paid to coach at that level, and kids are just going out there to have fun. A lot of, you know, some parents think their kids are going to the show, whether it's baseball or basketball or football, and understand that that's probably not going to happen. And some of the things that they're doing in the stands, not only to coaches, to players, and the referees at this point. Tim, I was asked to give a speech at a referee clinic a few months ago, and we're losing referees like crazy because of the way some of the parents are treating them. And it's a sham.
Yep.
It really is. They're following them out to the cars. They're yelling at them. And these are young kids that are trying to make a couple extra bucks and do their best as a referee or an umpire, and you know, because you've sat in many of baseball games, you know, when Ty was playing, that sometimes parents get out of hand, and then when parents start yelling at other parents from other teams,
oh, man,
is where a lot of this stuff goes haywire.
It really does, and it's sort of sad. And again, I'm not going to play holier-than-thou saint here. There were a couple of issues, but never to the point where, you know, I always had, I don't want to embarrass my kid or the kids or the coach. There was a game, speaking of my son, Mike, you mentioned him. He was coaching a 12U team, a baseball team up in Mauston over the weekend. And there was an issue. It was like a 9-run game at the time. And it's pouring rain out, and it's just a mess. So one of the parents had an issue with a strike ball or strike call. And it's like he got on the ump, and the ump is turning around, jawing with him, and he finally kicked out the parent. Parent's got to leave. This guy is still, you know, trying to walk out backwards, just being a smartass.
Oh, boy.
I know that. And he goes, hey, you got to leave now, the umpire says to the parent. And the parent goes, I'm going to watch the rest of this game. And the umpire is like, no, you got to leave. He goes, I'll bet you I'm going to watch the end of this game. And the umpire goes, I'll take that bet. Game over.
So he just, boom, done.
And see, now that's not fair to the rest of the players. That's the problem here is that just let the kids play. I'll let you respond here, Mike. But after that, Mike Matheny, he was coaching Little League too. The former manager of the Cardinals. I've got a little story about him. After just you, they're not robots. These kids aren't robots. You can't just be so regimented. I'll just tell you this now. Matheny said that the parents should be silent and only clap when there's a run or whatever. They shouldn't encourage, like, come on, Jimmy, get a base hit here. Would you agree with that or no?
You know, I think that's probably asking too much, and I don't know, Mike, but I would think that he's probably going as far as he can to try to get parents to at least come halfway. I don't think that's probably ever going to happen, but I can tell you a quick story. I was coaching at a school, high school in Menominee Falls, and the first game that I was there, we had five seniors on the team. Four of them started, and my son, who was a sophomore, was starting. And midway through the first half, somebody came and poked me, you know, like tapped me on the shoulder and said, play your seniors. Well, I'm playing four of them, so I'm pretty sure I know whose dad this is because I had not met him yet. And we had quite a conversation, him and I, after the game, off into a classroom where there was nobody around. And I explained to him why his son wasn't playing. And I was really honest with him. And I said, look, your son gets beat like a rented mule on every defensive drill we do. And there's nothing I can do about it. If you want to come to a practice or two and watch this on your own, you're more than welcome to do that. I'll open the door for you, and please come and sit in. This guy turned out to be the best fan we had, Tim. But it was him and I having about a 10-minute man-to-man conversation to say, hey, look, just so you know, here's what's going on. And if your son starts working on the defensive end because he can shoot the ball a little bit, I can use him. But he has no interest in playing on that side right now. And so I was really honest with him, and this guy said, man, I appreciate that. I said, never come up to me and talk to me during a game again, please. And so we had that conversation, and I think that coaches can kind of put a stop to some of this if they're just willing to have those conversations with parents. But it still comes down to, Tim, we're the adults in the room. We have to act like we're the adults in the room. And I don't know if parents understand how much they embarrass their kids when they do stuff like this.
Yeah, it's
that guy that you were talking about in the game that Ty was coaching. Do you know how embarrassed his kid was that they ended the game early because his dad couldn't keep his control?
Right on. It's just right on. I agree with you, Mike, on the conversations privately, and I have had those. But I always made sure it was the next day, it was a couple of days later, it was, hey, man, just help me understand a little bit more. That's the way to do it. And I understand the competitive nature in both the kids and the parents. I think a lot of this can be solved. Literally, I know travel leagues are sometimes watered down now. Is there any regular leagues anymore? I think they're all just travel, basically.
Right.
I think rules need to be implemented that every kid's going to play. I don't care. Until you get to the probably 16, 17, 18 range, I think it should be based on just every kid's going to play. And I think that would solve a lot.
Hey, Tim, real quick, on another show that I do called Faith in the Zone, I had a Division I college football coach on from Michigan, and he was we were talking about football players now, and he said, look, he said, I don't think the kids have changed. I think we've changed, Mike, and that caught me off guard a little bit. And he said, look, when I was a Division I college football coach at the age of 28, the youngest in the country, I was single, and I was cool. He said, now I'm 44. I'm married. I have three kids. I'm not the young, cool guy anymore.
Right.
And all I wanted to do was get out of practice and go home and see my kids. He said, I've changed. The kids haven't changed. The kids are still doing the knucklehead things that I did when I was a freshman in college. Now, the difference is they're posting it so everybody can see it. So that part of it's changed. So I don't think the kids have changed. I think some of the parents have changed, and they're trying to live. And you hear this all the time, but I think it's true, that they're trying to live their life through their kid. And that's just a bad place to be. You know, you got to allow your son or daughter to enjoy, especially the early years of playing sports and the things they can gain from being on a team, from winning, from losing, from ups, from downs. Tim, you know better than most that, you know, how Ty has grown up as a man, because he understands all of those lessons that youth baseball taught him.
It's right on the money, and I'll tell you, I found it. Here's another trick before I let you go, Mike. Here's another trick. Those parents that are sitting on the sidelines, you do a gambling pick to click. So you go, okay, round of hot dogs or $5 each, and you can't pick your own kid. So it forces you to root for the other kids. It does work, man, but just everybody needs to be civil and keep their cool. Mike McGivern handles the youth sports programming on The Fan in Milwaukee. Always a pleasure, Mike. I appreciate it.
Kimmy, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Yeah, you got it. There he is on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.